started in Italy about this.
All right. So this morning, really want to discuss more in depth and inside something that we mentioned somewhat by the wayside the last time we learned, which was somewhat central to the topic we're talking about, but just in answering the certain contradiction in the Rambam to focus on it more directly. So we discussed last week, or last time we learned, as just the necessary background information. I'm not going to go back through the entire proof of this, but we discussed that the Rambam models, and really the source of the model of his presentation of the history and the stages of the transmission of the Masorah of Torah Sh'bal Peh, is really modeled off of the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in which the Mishnah Pirkei Avos splits up the Masorah into different sections. You have Moshe Kivel Torah Misinai Umisara LeYehoshua, Yehoshua LeZakenim, UZakenim LeNeviim, VeNeviim Misaru LeAnshei Knesset HaGedulah. We saw in the Rambam that he really has this, he saw in that four different eras of Masorah of Torah Sh'bal Peh. You have Yehoshua, and his Beis Din. Then you have the Zakenim. The Zakenim was a period in which there was no Beis Din Agadol, and therefore there was no central authority of Torah Sh'bal Peh, which could be Koveya, which could establish the Masorah in that generation in any other way other than just passing on what they had received from the whatever the most recent Beis Din, whatever the final Beis Din of whenever the Beis Din had ceased was. Then the Zakenim went to the Neviim. The Neviim was a stage where there was a Beis Din Agadol, which is why the Rambam, when he gets to Eli, suddenly it becomes Eli u Beis Dino and Shmuel u Beis Dino and David u Beis Dino, because in the period of Neviim, there was a Beis Din Agadol. So the Navi, who was the Rosh Sanhedrin, and his Beis Din passed on the Torah Sh'bal Peh to the next generation. And then we have, after that, is the Neviim transferred it to the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah is already a new stage in which there was somewhat of a lowering of the level of the Nasi, in which point not only was the Nasi himself in the receptive party of the Masorah, but his entire Beis Din received with him. So up until then, the Rambam says that David and his Beis Din was Mekabel from Shmuel, and Achiah HaShiloni and his Beis Din was Mekabel from David. When you get to the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, suddenly it's the Anshei Knesset and their Beis Din were Mekabel from Ezra and his Beis Din, or I'm sorry, from Yirmiah and his Beis Din. Suddenly the Beis Din is involved in the Kabbalah. Also, the receiving end is also being transferred not just to the Nasi, but also to his Beis Din, because the Nasi needs the support of the Beis Din at that point. So, not to go back through all of that, but that the Rambam has modeled off of the mission of Pirkei Avos exactly the stages of the Masorah Torah Sh'bal Peh. So one of the things that wanted to discuss is that, so the first long list here, you have Yehoshua, and then you have Pinchas and the Zakenim. Then the first series of names we have is really where the Rambam would plug into the list of Neviim. Right? This is in the mission of Pirkei Avos. This is the stage of Neviim. And in this list of Neviim, we have Eli and Shmuel, and then David HaMelech, then Achiah HaShiloni, and then a number of very well-known Neviim, Eliyahu and Elisha, and Zechariah, and Hosea, and Yeshayahu. Right? The whole list here, fine. Up till you get to Ezra and the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. But I've underlined here, David Kibel Mishmuel Bezino. That David HaMelech was Mekabel Torah of Havim Shmuel. He's in the list of Neviim there. Right? And Rav Arnell makes this point that the Rambam is in, this is the list of Neviim, and that the Rambam includes David in his list of Neviim. And the truth is that should not be too shocking in a vacuum, because if you turn the page, it's an explicit Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says that in the time of, the Mishnah says that in the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, the Urim V'Tumim would answer your questions, was functioning, and Misha Mesur Nevi'im Harishonim, when the early Nevi'im passed, so then the Urim V'Tumim were Batlu, they didn't function the same way. So the Gemara says, Man Nevi'im Rishonim, who are the Nevi'im Rishonim? Amar Avuna said, David, Shmuel, V'Shlomo. David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. So there you have the Gemara explicitly says that David was one of the Nevi'im. Right? And the Rambam himself makes this statement a little bit more explicitly. If you turn the page, this is Rabbi Yossi Shilat's translation of Shmur Hakim, the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos. The reason I use this translation is because it's the one that I had in my car when I made the source sheets, and I did not have my Kappach one, so I don't have a very hardline opinion about which one to use, and therefore I was happy to put this one in instead. But in any case, so over here, the Rambam is listing he's going through this idea that he's contrasting it really with Moshe Rabbeinu, but that all Nevi'im, that a Navi was not perfect. A Navi had reached a very high level of personal perfection and intellectual achievement and all these things, which we'll actually get more into in a moment, but a Navi still had some deficiencies. It was not a requirement to be a Navi that you're absolutely perfect. And then he goes through some examples. He talks about Yehoshua, he talks about Shlomo, he talks about Eliyahu, but in the middle he talks about David, and he says, V'chein David Olav HaShalom, Navi, Amar Li Diber Tzur Yisrael. So David HaMelech was also a Navi, and it says that Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, that Hashem spoke to me, but we find by David the Mida of Azarios, we find that he was cruel, he had a certain Mida of cruelty. We're not going to get into the whole thing here. The Rambam says, he certainly used his cruelty for appropriate purposes. He used it for waging war against the enemies of Hashem and destroying the Kofrim and
whatever.
What?
And taking Bathsheba.
That wasn't that Zarius. That was seems to be a certain type, and that's its own discussion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin about whether or not that was really beyond his control and whether or not he had the fear in that. That's a separate discussion. But in any case, in Yanenu, as far as we're concerned, the Rambam here is explicit that David was a Navi. He's explaining that to be a Navi, you didn't have to be perfect. And look, one of the examples he holds up is David. He was a Navi, he wasn't perfect. So, again, we seem to see this point, both in the Rambam's Hagdama to the Yad HaChazaka, and here in his Hagdama to Pirkei Avos, that David is on the list of the Nevi'im. Now, the reason why bothering to bring so much support to this point is because, if you turn the page, there's a very famous passage in Mor Nevochim in which the Rambam develops this idea at length that there are 10 levels of Nevuah, and the Rambam lists the 10 levels. There was only one Navi on level number 10, only one triple black belt Dragon Master Rabbi Navi, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and the other 9 are all, you find different Nevi'im. Some Nevi'im even had, at different points in their Nevuah's, different levels of Nevuah, but the 10 levels of Nevuah, and the Rambam says that the first 2 levels aren't actually Nevuah. The first 2 levels are, the first one is more of, it's not quite Ruach HaKodesh, but it's some kind of divine inspiration in which a person becomes very successful at what he's doing, a certain of the Shoftim when they fought against the enemies, and it says Vayitzlach Ruach Hashem, that they had a certain, you know, divine siyata dishmai in what they were doing, and that's the first level. The second level, says the Rambam, is also not the Nevuah. The second level is Ruach HaKodesh. And the Rambam writes, and if you look at the bottom left corner, we'll just start over here and we'll kind of skim some of it, but he says, Hamayla Shnia, this is in Mor Nevochim, Chelek Sheni, Parak Mem Hei. So the Rambam writes, Hamayla Shnia, Ki Sheyargish Ha'avam Ki Udib Adavar Ma Chalbo. That the person feels as if something has, a certain something has like taken effect, a certain change has happened in himself. But Koach Acher Avar Alav Shemidovo, and there's some other force which is, you know, activating him. V'az yedaber b'divrei chacham, and he will speak words of wisdom, o tehillah, or praises, o divrei tovachot v'o'ilim, or very effective rebuke, Obadvarim and Medinim or Elohim. It could be in civil matters or in spiritual matters. This will all be in perfectly while he's awake and with normal usage of his senses, which is not the case by the next seven levels of Nevuah right up until the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was awake and in normal control of his faculties when he had Nevuah, but all other Nevi'im were not that way. So this person who's on level 2 is also, he's not really getting Nevuah, and therefore he's in full control of his faculties. This is what it means when they discuss that someone was speaking with Ruach HaKodesh. It's this idea, there's some kind of divine influence going on here, but it's not, there's no words coming, there's no message coming to them from Hashem, it's just a general elevation that happened in the person. And in this level of Ruach HaKodesh, David HaMelech wrote Tehillim. Skipping a few lines, I'm just going to read my underlined sections here. Ulafikach nikraim ksuvim. This is why the third section of Tanakh is called ksuvim. Kavanasam shem ksuvim beruach hakodesh. They are written with ruach hakodesh, meaning that there's a section called Nevi'im, that was Nevuah, and then the section which is not Nevuah, but rather Ruach HaKodesh, it was written through some kind of, elevated divine inspiration, but no specific divine message being transferred or transmitted. That's called Ruach HaKodesh, and those are Ksuvim. They were written, the writing of them had some divine inspiration, but there's no specific Nevuah associated with them.
So when you were talking about people straddling, that's how David HaMelech would straddle people. Tehillim and all that as Tuvim, but Nachim is in.
But David HaMelech didn't write any of those. He was a main character, but Shmuel wrote Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis up to his death, I don't remember my Baba Basra well enough, who wrote Malachim Aleph. There was another, a different Navi who wrote Malachim Shmuel. David HaMelech didn't actually write any of that. So, we don't as of yet have anywhere where David has Nevuah, right? We have Ruach HaKodesh by David, but we don't have any Nevuah by David.
He records his activities and what he told others that he got from Hashem.
Right, that's other Nevi'im writing what, David HaMelech said and did, but that doesn't necessarily mean that David HaMelech had Nevuah. Right? So, Ba'al Kegon Ruach HaKodesh Hazu Amar David Ruach Hashem Diber Bi Umilaso Alashoni. It was about this level of Ruach HaKodesh that David HaMelech said that the Ruach of Hashem is speaking through me and his words are on my tongue. Koloma Shehi Dovava Oso B'Dvarim Eila. That it's motivating him or inspiring him in these words. Skipping to the top of the next column. Umimasha Roy Lahayar Alav. Ki David Ushlomo V'Daniel Heim Min Hasog Hazeh. David and Shlomo and Daniel, this is their madriga. This is the level they're on. V'Einam Misug Yeshaya V'Yirmiya V'Nasan Anavi V'Achi Ashilonu V'Domeim. They're not on the level. They're not in the same category as Yirmiya Nasan Anavi and Achi Ashiloni. L'fisha Eilu Kolomer David Ushlomo V'Daniel Lo Dibru V'Amru Mash Amru Ki'im Beruach HaKodesh. Because David and Shlomo and Daniel, everything that they said was on the level of Ruach HaKodesh, as opposed to these others, these upper class Nevi'im, they had real Nevuah, and they have Sifrei Nevuah and things like that. That's a separate category from David and Shlomo and Daniel. So here the Rambam seems to say fairly explicitly that David did not have Nevuah, meaning David was not a Nevi. So how exactly do you square this Rambam, or the Rambam here telling us that David HaMelech just had Ruach HaKodesh, a level below Nevuah, and specifically his writings are not in Nevi'im, they're in Ksuvim, to say that they're not Nevuah, but rather they're just written with Ruach HaKodesh? How does that fit with the Gemara in Sota, and how does that fit with the Rambam himself in Al-Hakdama and in the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos? Exactly how do these two things fit together? And now, before we go any further, just wanted to note that Chaim Soloveitchik, in Simon Hay of Chidushei Agra HaMashas, actually asks this question on the Rambam from the Gemara in Sota, and concludes that the Rambam is incorrect, that he says that you, that, that Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam is correct, David had Ruach HaKodesh, but Ruach HaKodesh is Nebuah. Ruach HaKodesh is just another level of Nebuah, says Rav Chaim, that based on the Gemara in Sota, so we have it that that David HaMelech, what he had was Ruach HaKodesh, but the Gemara in Sota says explicitly that David was a Navi, was from the Naviim we showed him, so clearly Ruach HaKodesh is a Nebuah. And that's the conclusion of Rav Chaim, and he says that he basically, there, he's not, you know, he's not going him head on him versus the Rambam. There are other Rishonim who argue with the Rambam about this point, but so he basically sides with the other Rishonim based on this point.
So we go back a step. Why does David have to be a Navi? What's the issue that we're?
What do you mean? I mean the Gemara says it. That's.
Well, is something hinging on this that if he's
you mean is there some? Why did the Gemara?
You know, what do we start with that there's a links in the chain that it had to be Nevi'im?
There's a not necessarily that it had to be Nevi'im. It just happens to be the defining point of their Nesius was that they were Nevi'im. We discussed actually the last time that we learned that there was, and we'll see a little bit about back into this in a moment. But that there was a certain improvement, there was a certain milah in their nesias, in their being a nasi in the session, through their being a navi, not because their nevuah affected their being a nasi, because that's not allowed to lubash maimi, that the nevuah cannot affect halacha, but that in terms of their stature as a nasi, their being a navi was what allowed them to be in complete control of the Sanhedrin and not to need the Sanhedrin to be their partners, but rather to be their subordinates. So it is important in that way that in order for David to have achieved this level seems to require that he be a Navi, but aside from that, it's just a question of the facts, that there's a Gemara which says David is a Navi, and so how can the Rambam seem to imply that he was not a Navi, and Zosva, oh, not only that, but the Rambam himself seems to accept this Gemara, that David was a Navi, because in two places at least, the Rambam says that David was a Navi.
So if I understand correctly, that the Nasi was the Sanhedrin was subordinate to the Nasi when he was a Navi.
When he, or really just when he was at a certain madriga, a certain level of being above everyone else,
but then stature
was achievable because they were Nevi'im. Once there was no longer Nevi'im, which is kind of what happened, Anshei Knesset Gedolah was Sofa Nevi'im, and that's Anshei Knesset Gedolah is the point at which we see the switch to not one person being, there's still one person who is in charge, but he's not in charge to the degree that everyone else is a subordinate. He is their partners, and he's the highest, the ranking among them, but he's not on his own, he's on a separate level. And we'll get back to that next week. I'm going to talk about Anshei Knesset Gedolah. But so that's the question. So how does it fit that David HaMelech is a Navi, but he only had Ruach HaKodesh? So try and understand, leave that question on the side for a moment, and we're just going to look at this a few Rambams here in the 7th parak of Yesodei HaTorah, and we'll see, just working out these Rambams very clearly, exactly where these things fit together with just in making this chapter of the Mishnah Torah internally consistent. So the Rambam here writes, starting from the beginning of Halacha Aleph, I'm just going to read the underlined parts, Yesodei Hadas Leida Shehel Benave Es Bnei Ha'adam, that it is essential to know that God speaks to mankind. The Ein HaNevuah Chala Ela Al Chacham Gavol V'Chacham Gibor V'Midosav, that Nevuah only comes to someone who is a great Chacham, and is Gibor in terms of his midos, his overcome, his has tremendous self control. And says that he says he doesn't overcome him. Adam shehu memula b'kol midos elu, someone who has all of these midos, shalim the guvo, complete in his body, kisha yikanis lapardis v'yimshach ozu in yonam gedolim harachokim, when he goes into the parties and he continues contemplating these great lofty things, v'hu miskanish v'holeich u'poish midarkei klal ha'am, and he continually goes on and sanctifies himself and separates from all of the mundane involvements of the rest of the people. He's not involved in any of that. El adaito tamin panuya lamala. His mind is always focused above. Miyad ruach hakodesh shoda alav. Immediately, ruach hakodesh descends on that person. Uba isha tanuach alav. At the point at which that happens, Rav Nasho, he says, the yahapif leish acher. He becomes a different. He switches to become a different person. The yavin bedaito she'eno kamo shaya, and he realizes about himself that he is not the same as what he used to be. Elisha nis'ala al ma'alas shar b'nei adam ha'chamim. He has been elevated above other people, even chachamim. Kamo she'ne'amar b'sha'ol, like it says by Sha'ol, like Shmuel tells Sha'ol, v'his navisa imam, you will naviasize with them, v'ne'hafachta l'ish acher, and you will become a different person. So this is the Rambam. Gives a couple conditions for getting the Nevuah, describes this person as holy and continually growing, and then immediately he gets Ruach HaKodesh. So question number one is that the Rambam here started off with Nevuah, right? Hakel Menaveh es b'nei Adam. God speaks to people, Einhan Nevuah Chala, and then he gives a whole description of it. How do you reach Nevuah? And he says, immediately get Ruach HaKodesh. So he started with Nevuah, and then finished with Ruach HaKodesh. Exactly what happened there. You're talking about Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh. The Rambam already acknowledged, and we already saw in Lord Nevuah, that those are two different things. Second question is that the Rambam here said that when a person has reached this level, Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shoralav. Immediately Ruach HaKodesh comes upon him. That implies that this is, you know, kind of an automatic result. If you've reached this level, so automatically, immediately, right away, the reaction to that is, the result of that is that the person gets Ruach HaKodesh. However, if you look over in Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, Kol HaNavim Ein Misnavim Mikol Eis Sheyirtsu. Navim do not get Nevuah at any time they want. Elam Mechavnim Daitan V'Yoshvin. They sit there and they direct their thoughts. She'ina Nevuah Shor, and we'll get back to that line in a minute. If you look at the last line on the page that I've underlined in Halacha Hey, V'Afal Pisha Mechavnim Daitan, even though they're focusing their mind, Efsher Shetishra Aleihem Shkina, Efsher Shalot Tishra, could be the Shina will devolve upon them, and could be it won't. So in Halacha Aleph over here, the Rambam tells us Miyad Shoralav Ruach Kodesh. Sounds like an automatic. That's what's going to happen. Bang! You reach that point, Ruach Kodesh. Over here in Halacha, hey, he's telling us could be yes, could be no. Right? So what exactly is going on over here? He says this is immediate and right away, and it's going to happen. And this is something. And in Halacha, hey, suddenly he's describing it could be yes, could be no. One more point is that line I skipped. In Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, She'ena Nevuah Shorah lo mitoch atzvos, v'lo mitoch atzvos, ela mitoch simcha. Nevuah does not, he says, the Nevi'im would sit there with simcha, with instruments to bring them into a state of happiness, because Nevuah does not come when you're sad, it only comes out of simcha, out of happiness. Now the Rambam in Halacha Aleph gave us a whole list of everything that you need for Nevuah, and he left this out. Suddenly, what's going on? He said you need to be chacham gal, and all these wonderful things. He didn't say anything about Simcha and Halacha Aleph. Suddenly, in Halacha Dalid, he's talking about that, and of course, in order to get Nevuah, it only comes to Mitoch Simcha. How come that was left out of Halacha Aleph? You wanted to ask a question?
I got a bunch, but I'll
yeah, alright. So, the seeming idea here, what's apparent from this Rambam, is there are two different points of discussion going on here. Halacha Aleph is a discussion of the Hasaga, of the reaching the Madrega of Nehapach L'Ish Acher, of where you reach a state where you become a different person. That's the through Ruach HaKodesh, a person has achieved Ruach HaKodesh, a person has reached a certain level where they have become qualitatively different than the rest of mankind. And Halacha Aleph is describing achieving this level of personal perfection. And once a person has reached that level, then Baba Hakath and Miyad immediately to whoever reaches that level, they become this, they get this divine connection. And that's the achievement of Ruach HaKodesh. It's a Ruach that the person descends upon the person they feel, and they're now are a different person, they're an elevated person, a loftier person. What the Rambam is seemingly describing here in Halacha Aleph is what maybe we call a shame Navi, is to be a qualified Navi, someone who could receive Nevuah, to be a Barachi, to be a qualified Navi. This is what the Rambam is describing in Halacha Aleph, is the person who is capable of receiving Nevuah, like the Rambam describes in the Hakdama to the Yavos that we were looking at a moment ago, that there's a degree of perfection which a person has to achieve before Nevuah is possible. In a moment we'll turn the page and we'll see something else from Mor Nevochim, which very clearly echoes this point, but we'll get there in a minute. But that's Halacha Dalid and Hey, that's describing the Hasaga, the reception, the reaching of actual Nevuah. A person could be a Navi. You could be a Navi and never receive a Nevuah. You could be a person who, you are a Navi, you have that connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you reach the level where you have that, you've surpassed the normal physical blockades which impede the connection between, the spiritual connection between man and Hashem. You have burst through that, and that's why you have this feeling that you're someone else. There's a spiritual connection that you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a spiritual energy which the person receives. That doesn't mean that God is communicating with them. God chooses to communicate with a Navi or not communicate with a Navi. And the Rambam seeming implies this, and in places in Mor Nevochim is more explicit about this, that the actual reception of Nevuah is, you know, somewhat of a nace. It happens when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, and it doesn't happen when he doesn't want it to happen. There's no clear, you know, rhyme or reason of why this Navi got Nevuah now, other than that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had something he needed this Navi to know or to say. But the actual reception of Nevuah, that's Asher Tishra Alein Shechina, Asher Shalot Tishra. You could be a Navi and not get Nevuah. But in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is describing the actual state of the actual message of Nevuah. So, but Ruach HaKodesh is the basic level of qualification to be capable of Nevuah, to be a Bar Nevuah, to be someone who is qualified, who has reached the level where the concept of Nevuah is applicable to them. That's what the Rambam is describing in Halacha Aleph. And if you look in Halacha Beis, the Rambam goes on to describe a Nevi'im, Ma'alos, Ma'alos Hain. There are different levels within the Nevi'im, just as there's, you know, Chacham Gadol Mechavero, within, you can have someone who's a Chacham, someone who's more Chacham, so too you can have a Navi, someone who's a Navi, and someone who's a greater Navi. The Rambam here is going on to describe not the Nevuah, but the Navi, because that's what he's talking about right now. We're not talking about the message of Nevuah, we're not talking about the actual Dibor from Hashem, we're talking about who is a Navi. And says the Rambam, he's finishing that description, is that there are some people who are greater Nevi'im and some people who are lesser Nevi'im. The description is about the Sug, the type of person who is a Navi. And this is very clear. The Rambam, if you go back to the end of Halacha Aleph, the last line, he says, Kemoshe Ne'amar B'Sha'ol V'His Navisa Imam V'Nehafach L'Ish Acher, and you will be Menada with them and you will become a different person. We have no such thing on record of Shaul ever getting Nevuah. We have known such thing as a Nevuah from Shaul. But the Rambam here brings as a source for this idea of Hakel Menadeth Bnei Adam Nevu Achal is only on this kind of person. His paradigm for that, his source text for that, is Shaul. Shaul never got an actual Nevuah. But that's not the point, because the Rambam's not talking about the actual receiving Nevuah. He's talking about being a person who has overcome that hurdle and is now capable, is a bar Nevuah, is a Navi, is capable of receiving Nevuah should Hashem decide to communicate with Bnei Adam. And that you see from Shaul. It says, V'his Navisim Bnei Afachta L'ish Acher, that you will become a Navi and you will become a different person, even if he doesn't actually receive any actual message from Hashem, but he has reached that level of a connection with Shemayim that he is now a Navi. And the Rambam in Pirkei Avos in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud says over there that Shaul was a Navi. What did Shaul ever receive the Nevuah? That's this point, that Shaul reached the Madrega of Navi, even if he didn't receive an actual Nevuah. Being a Navi and getting Nevuah are two related but separate points. Being a Navi is a prereq to receiving Nevuah. But being a Navi is a statement about the person and his capability of receiving, of having refined himself enough that that intent of a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is shayach, is relevant by such a person. Just one more thing, and then if anyone had any questions, and then I have one more point to discuss if we have time. You turn the page, this is the Rambam at the very beginning of what's called the Pirkei Nevuah, the Rambam's seven or so chapters in Mor Nevochim discussing the idea of Nevuah at length. That's from Perek Lamed Beis to Perek Lamed Ches and Chelek Beis of Mor Nevochim. So the Rambam here is discussing this idea of that in out there in the world there's a philosophy that, you know, you have some, you know, bumbling fool who might be a pious person or whatever it is, but, you know, he's can't read or write and he's, you know, stumbling along the road in Damascus, and boom, you know, God comes to him and starts talking to him. So the Rambam says that's foolish. It doesn't say it's inconceivable that God is going to speak to someone who has no concept of what God means or what spirituality means or what ruchnius is. Someone who has not overcome certain barriers, that it just the concept of a communion with God, such a person, just doesn't make sense. Rambam writes, "Aval matzano lashonos rabim." We find many different references, different wording, mehem psukei mikra, different verses in Tanakh, mehem divrei chachamim, statements of Chazal, kulam holchem lafi hayezod hazeh, which all go along with the following principle. Vehu shahashem menava mi sheyirtza u'masai sheyirtza. God gives nevuah to whoever he wants, who he wants to, when he wants to, meaning there's no guarantee that anybody, because they're at a certain point and reach a certain level, will by definition receive a nevuah. V'davka l'shalim ha-chasid b'tachlis, to someone who has completed himself, a chasid, which the Rambam also describes elsewhere, that the term chasid also includes a certain degree of chachma, right? But to a chasid who has perfected himself. Aval haksakalim, fools, min ha-hamon, a common person, lo yitachan zetzlenu, kolomar shenisnav echad mehem, that it does not make sense in our perspective that one of them could get nevuah. As much as it makes sense for such a person to get nevuah, as much as it makes sense for a frog or a donkey to get nevuah.
So we do have a chamor,
and we have a frog also by Yonah. And there are some who say that the Rambam was specifically coming to reject certain position which says that the chamor and the tzvardeya were spoken to by a malach, and the Rambam understands that a malach speaking to you is really one of the basic methods of nevuah. and he was specifically coming to say not like that, but it's not, I mean, the broader point of the Rambam is certainly that it doesn't make, it makes about as much sense for a commoner to get nevuah as it does for a frog to get nevuah. Zehu hayesod etzleinu shehechreifis al kolpanim ha-hachshara v'ha-hechdamus. That there's a necessary is by definition that there has to be a certain personal preparation and perfection. Va'az tihiyah ha-efsharos shebat l'yitzeres Hashem. And then it will be possible the state of being in which the word of Hashem can come to the person. So the Rambam here very clearly is describing two separate points. There is first that the person has to be qualified to receive nevuah. That's completely separate from whether or not he gets nevuah. Step one is it can't be, it's a logical impossibility. It's just silly to think that just someone who has an undeveloped idea of, you know, who and what God is can suddenly just, you know, bang, he's wandering along the road and God comes and visits him. Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he realized that the Avodah Zarah was wrong, and he was 40-something when he realized, you know, when he came to recognize the existence of God. And be sure he was decades later when God reveals himself to him. It wasn't like, you know, Avraham was, you know, like just wandering around there and like God was like, psst, Avraham, like, I'm God, by the way. Avraham, there was first a clear and developed understanding of who God is, and then God reveals himself. Nevuah does not come to someone just because God, like on a whim, decided like, oh, he seems nice. Nevuah, by definition, involves that the person has achieved a very high level, which none of us really have any shaykhs to, which is, you know, that the Tanayim and Amorayim were not on that level. Nevuah only comes to someone who has achieved this incredible level of connection to the divine, of what the Rambam described there in the Aleph, where he's thinking about nothing other than the connection with Shemayim and with Ruchnius. And that kind of person is relevant to him to talk about that God could communicate with him, a direct communication from God. But short of that, it doesn't make sense. And that's what the Rambam is describing in Halacha Aleph and Beis of the Rambam that we just saw, as opposed to in Halacha Dalin and Hey, he's describing the actual receiving of Nevuah. So back to our question. So what does it mean when the Rambam says that David was a Navi? And yet the Rambam says that David only got Ruach HaKodesh, because those are two perfectly compatible facts. David was a Navi. He was a person who had reached the Madrega of Nevuah, and the primary point of being a Navi was that you got Ruach HaKodesh, which does not mean that you received certain messages without reason. It means that you had reached a level where you had this intense connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which gave you certain divine inspiration. Whether or not you were receiving Nevuah, you were always on this higher level. You were an elevated person. And that's what's necessary for what we described in the Rambam. Why was the Nasius, why was the position of Nasi, of the Nevi'im, of a higher stature? Was not because they received messages from God. Receiving messages from God is not allowed in Beis Din. You could get them, you just can't, you know, say halakha, but that does not contribute to a discussion of what the halakha should be. That's a receiving a Nevuah had nothing to do with being a greater Navi. Being a Navi, meaning being an elevated person who was in a certain way supernaturally elevated above other people in his mind, in his nature, in his being, that was what allowed these people to be head and shoulders above the rest of the Sanhedrin, and to therefore have the rest of the Sanhedrin be subordinate to them. And David had reached that level, and therefore his stature of being a Nasi was that level where he was so high, because he was an elevated person, that the rest of the Sanhedrin was tachas sarusa, was under his instruction, under his orders, and he was able to be singularly receiving the Masorah from the previous generation and guiding the continuation of the Masorah and the functioning of Beis Din as the way that the Masorah was shaped to be handed over to the next generation, because he had reached that level. But He never received Nevuah, at least none that was recorded. David may not have ever received an actual Nevuah. That does not detract the Ki Hu Zev. It doesn't detract one little bit from his being a Navi, from saying that he was a Navi. And the Gemara in Sota says David was from the Nevi'im Rishonim. He never actually received a Nevuah. It does not actually contradict that fact. The point is that David had reached this Madriga where he had overcome the basic hurdles of the inherent human condition which blocks, which creates impediments to our relationship with God, with the distractions of the world and the physicality of the body, which, you know, by definition create, as the Rambam describes in Hakdamat Kirdios, create misachim, they create veils, they create screens between the person and God. It's only once a person has broken through a certain number of those screens, of those mechitzas, that then they can have this intense connection. And that's when we saw, I think it was in our source sheet the last time we learned, the Rambam in the sixth principle of faith, in the sixth ikkar. So it's the ikkar of Nevuah. We pointed out there, the Rambam really references the same point. The sixth ikkar is not the fact that what the Nevi'im say is true, which is what the if you look in the Ani Mamin, that's the way the Ani Mamin says it. He says, Shekol Divrei Nevi'im Emes. That's not what the Rambam says in when he formulates the Yud Gimel Ikkar. The Rambam says that the Yisod is that Hakel Menave Es B'nei Adam, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can speak to people, that it is possible for Kadosh Baruch Hu to have this, and the Rambam goes on to describe that there are people who can reach such a level that it's possible to come close enough to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it's possible to have a conversation, that for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to send a direct message to the Seichel of this person. The actual Yesod of Nevuah has nothing to do with an actual Nevuah. It has to do with the fact that there can be such a thing as a Navi, that the condition of Nevuah is possible. And that's really what we're talking about here. That's the main, the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu actually gives a Nevuah afterwards, that's up to God. You know, once you've reached the status where you are capable of Nevuah, so God could give you a message, and God can give you a message. It depends on Klal Yisrael, depends on whatever. You know, not a clearly formulated list of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's calculations for that are. But what's important is that it is possible to know that people can be on that level, and therefore, when someone receives Nevuah and they qualify with all of the halachos of being miyachis a navi, of identifying a navi, then that is the mitzvah to believe a navi. Because we understand that it makes sense that a Kadosh Baruch would speak to such a person. But that's the fundamental of Nevuah, is the Madrega, is the level of the person who is receiving Nevuah and saying Nevuah, is the achievement that he had. And the Rambam actually writes in a certain place that it's a bizayon to a Kadosh Baruch and to Nevuah to believe that someone who's a fool could get a Nevuah. It's degrading to what Nevuah is, to think that just, you know, any random person could receive Nevuah. Part of what Nevuah is to have standards. Only a person who is known as a Chacham and a Tzaddik and a Chassid, to know that they're the only person who qualifies to believe them when they say they're a Navi, is, that's like the kavod to Nevuah. It doesn't make sense to say that, you know, any random Shmo is going to receive Nevuah. That's a bizarre to what Nevuah is. Nevuah is a result, and that's what they talk about by Bilam, but specifically by Bilam. Bilam was a terrible person. So when the Farshim talk about what exactly the nature of Bilam's Nevuah was, they say, why does it say, this is Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin has a whole piece about this. We're like over time, so I'll do this in 8 seconds. But basically, says that the Gemara says that Bilam received a Nevuah on the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, what in the world does that mean? He's the only Navi who received the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, because every other Navi received the Nevuah through their personality, and that's why every Navi had his own signon, had his own style, was because the Nevuah was given to the Navi. It wasn't words put into his mouth. It was a divine message that was channeled through the personality of the Navi. And therefore, that's why you had to reach a certain level to receive a Nevuah, because if you had too many blockades, then the Nevuah could not come through you. Bilam had so many personal shortcomings and deficiencies that it was impossible for him to receive Nevuah in the normal fashion. The only way a Nevuah could come through Bilam, which was necessary for Klal Yisrael at that moment, was to circumvent that, just basically a nace, and go around his personality, not give Bilam a Nevuah, which he would give over, but to speak through Bilam, which is what Hashem did by Moshe. By Moshe, Moshe was so on such a high level that he had passed every Nesach and every boundary that the actual word of God came direct through. There was nothing to filter it or alter it or anything like that. And therefore, his Nevuah was the crystal clear presentation of exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending to him. Bilam was the same thing for the opposite reason. Bilam, there was no filters in the message sent to him because it wasn't sent through him. Didn't try to give him a Nevuah that should go through Bilam, but rather just put the words of Hashem into Bilam's mouth. Because Bilam was not capable. Similar to the frog and the donkey, in right.
It's kind of like a ventriloquist puppet.
Someone, yeah.
God is just like sending a message through there,
not giving him a Nevuah through him.
Right.
I mean, not giving him a Nevuah, which he then, you know, internalizes and gives over, which was the case by other Nevi'im. That the other Nevi'im, that's why it says that no two Nevi'im have the same message. That's why it says that that the Gemara in... they're not coming to me right now where the Gemara is, but the Gemara there says that since women are more merciful, they would give a more merciful Nevuah, because the Nevuah came through the person. It was something which the person, the Navi, did not receive just, you know, a text message that here's what your Nevuah is supposed to say, go, you know, announce this. They received divine energy which translated into a message. But the translation of that divine connection into actual words which were said happened through the Navi. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, he had no personal impediments. He was the Anav of Mikol Adam. He had no personal blocks, no personal anything, and therefore the message went straight through him. But by every other Navi, it was translated through the Navi himself into words, and that's what you didn't have by Bilam. But that's why it's necessary for a Navi to achieve a certain level before it's even relevant to discuss the idea of Nevuah by that kind of person. All right, we'll stop here for today.